Before we begin, we have another special thing this morning.
在我们开始讲到之前，今天还有一件特别的事情。
My brother Neil will be becoming a member today.
对 ，Neil 弟兄今天要成加入我们教会，成我们的会友。
So if you could go ahead and come up.
请他上来。
Neil also has a reading group, English reading group. We'll be having.For the first time this Sunday after our service.
今天呢，啊，结束之后呢 ，Neil 也会带一个英文的读书会。
We'll be studying the Holy Spirit.
要查考那个圣经，圣灵。
Neil has been a Christian for some time now, although as he was sharing his testimony, he learned a lot about God when he was a child, but he really recently came to know him in a lot deeper way.
Neil, 他跟我们分享说，他小时候就认识神，但是一直到最近几年才真正的比较认识神。
And he wanted to join us as a church officially, although he's already a member of the body of Christ.
他已经是基督的肢体，那但是他希望可以正式加入我们教会，成为会友。
What this means is not that he is becoming a member in any way that you might become a member of a club.
这种会友不是像一般俱乐部的那种会员制。
But that he is a committed part of this particular body.
是说他对这个我们这个教会有特别的委身。
And the Lord Jesus spoke of the church as a body.
那主耶稣讲说教会是一个身体。
And we are his members.
那我们就是他的肢体的部，各部位的肢体。
And this is not the most popular thing I realize in Taiwan.
那其实这种会员，会友，这种做法在台湾并不是很流行哦。
But it's an important part of your commitment to the local congregation.
但却是一个很重要的一个委身，就是你要委身于某一个教会。
Helps the elders to know which sheep are in their flock.
这可以帮助长老啊牧师知道说在羊群中有哪一些人。
Otherwise, we'd be overwhelmed knowing which sheep to take care of.
不然就不知道到底要照顾哪一只羊。
So it's pretty simple to become a member if you're thinking about it.
如果你也在考虑要不要加入希望教会的会友，其实很简单。
You have to be a Christian.
第一就是你必须是个基督徒。
And so you would meet with the elders, as Neil has already, and share your testimony with them.
那就是先跟长老牧师，面谈，分享你自己的得救见证。
And now I'm going to ask you some questions as well, so you can in front, publicly confess your faith in Christ.
那我现在要问，你有几个问题。
Neil, do you acknowledge yourself to be a sinner in the sight of God and justly deserving his displeasure without hope save in his sovereign mercy?
Neil, 你是否承认自己在神的眼中是个罪人，理当承受他的愤怒，而且若不是因着他的怜悯，你根本就毫无指望。
Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of sinners, and do you receive and rest upon him alone for salvation as he is offered in the gospel?
你相信主耶稣基督是神的儿子和罪人的救主吗？你是否单单信靠他得救，如同福音所说的
？Do you resolve and promise and humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit that you will endeavor to live as becomes a follower of Christ？
你是不是已经决心要谦卑倚靠圣灵的恩典，竭力活出基督门徒的样式？
Do you promise to support the church in its worship and work to the best of your ability?
你是不是愿意许下承诺，尽力支持教会的敬拜跟侍奉？
Do you submit yourself to the government and discipline of the church and promise to study its purity and peace?
你是否愿意顺服教会的管理和管教，并且决心效法教会的纯洁和平安？
Amen. Well, welcome, Neil.
欢迎 Neil 加入我们的
家庭。I'd like to ask Aaron to come and pray for Neil.
请 Aaron 长老上来为他祷告。
Dear God, we thank you so much for today.
亲爱的天父，我们今天来感谢你。
We thank you for Brother Neil.
我们为我们的 Neil 弟兄来感谢你。
And for his courage to openly commit to a church.
感谢你给他勇气，愿意委身在一个教会里面。
And I thank you that even though he strayed when he was younger.
虽然他年轻的时候曾经离开你。
That you brought him back into your family.
但是我们感谢你，因为你带领他回到你的家庭里。
You reminded him of what he knew from his youth.
你提醒他，让他想起他小时候所认识的你。
Father, you know what you have in store for Neil in the future.
主啊，只有你知道你未来对他的计划。
And we pray that right now you would prepare him for that.
就你现在就开始预备他来面对未来你要给他的计划。
And I pray that you would help him to discover what gifts you have given him.
求你帮助他发掘自己从圣灵那边得到什么样的恩赐。
And I pray that you would teach him how to serve the church with those gifts.
也求你教导他怎么样用你所赐的恩赐来服侍教会。
And I pray that you would help us to serve him with our gifts.
求你帮助我们运用拿出我们的恩赐来服侍这位弟兄。
We pray that you would strengthen our church.
求你坚固我们的教会。
And help us to glorify you in everything we do.
帮助我们在所做的一切事上都能够荣耀你。
Especially in the way we love each other.
尤其是用我们彼此相爱的方式来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, please turn with me now in your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
请大家翻到马太福音第五章。
Last Sunday, I began to have this wondering feeling about my ARC, my alien resident card.
上礼拜天，就突然想到，诶，我的外侨居留证不知道到期了没有。
I begin to wonder, when was the last time I renewed that?
我就想，诶，我上一次去更新到底是什么时候？
And as I have a lot of things going on Sunday, I soon forgot about it, and I remembered it again on Tuesday.
那因为礼拜天都很忙，所以我就忘了。那一直到礼拜二，我才又想起这件事。
And so I looked at my ARC card and when it was due, and it was due on Monday.
我把居留证拿出来一看，礼拜一就是前一天过期的，到期。
I was one day late.
就晚了一天，逾期一天。
And so I quickly grabbed my passport and I ran to the immigration office.
我就赶快拿着护照跑到移民署。
And there was one thing I was hoping for.
那我很希望的就是
mercy.
能够得到他的怜悯。
Our passage this morning is just on one verse.
那我们今天要讲的经文就只有一节。
It is about mercy.
就是在讲怜悯。
And it reminds me of a long time ago.
这节经文让我想到在很久，在很久很久以前。
A time before any of the Bible was written, probably except the Ten Commandments.
早在这圣经都还没有写出来之前，那时候。只有十诫的时候。
That would be an interesting time not having a Bible to read.
想想看，没有圣经可以读这样的一个时代。
Instead, God's word would be passed down from parents to children.
那个时代的人啊，神的话都是要靠父母来传给儿女。
And from a few prophets.
靠少数几个先知来传给人。
And if this were the case, then every little bit of God's revelation of who he is and what he does would be so precious.
所以神的启示，他对自己的启示，在那个时代是非常的少，所以大家也非常的珍惜。
And back then they weren't quite as blessed as we are.
那时候的人没有像我们这么有福气。
They didn't know that much about God.
对神的认识不是这么多。
You know, Abraham, for example, was called God's friend, but he didn't even know his name.
比如说亚伯拉罕，他被称为上帝的朋友，但是他连神的名字是什么都不知道。
When Jacob wrestled with him, he said, "Please tell me your name." And he said, "Why do you ask my name?"
雅各也曾经跟上帝摔跤，然后他还问上帝说，请把你的名字告诉我。那神说，你何必问我的名字？
So it is something that we ought to notice very carefully when God finally reveals his name to us.
所以我们就要很注意，那当神终于把他的名字告诉我们的时候，
What I want you to notice this morning is that when God does finally reveal his name, it is in the context of his mercy.
今天早上我要讲的就是当神他终于向告诉我们他的名字的时候，他讲的是他把他的怜悯的特质包含这个名字里面。
Israel was in slavery in Egypt.
他其实是在彰显他的怜悯，当时以色列人在埃及为奴。
In Exodus chapter 6, God appeared to Abraham. I'm to at Moses.
在出埃及记六章，神向摩西显现。
He said, I am Yahweh.
他说我是耶和华。
And I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty.
我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神。
But by my name, Yahweh, I did not make myself known to them.
至于我的名耶和华，他们未曾知道。
And then he said, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel because the Egyptians are holding them in bondage.
然后神说，我听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声。
And after the Lord had rescued his people from slavery,
那主耶和华他拯救他的百姓脱离奴役之后呢？
And he wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger,
还用他的手指写下了十诫。
And Moses smashed them after he saw the people living in sin.
是后来摩西看到以色列百姓犯罪，他在愤怒之下就摔碎了那两块石板。
God called Moses back up the mountain.
所以神又把摩西叫到山上。
And in the 33rd chapter of Exodus,
在出埃及记三十三章，
he prayed to the Lord.
摩西这样对神祷告。
If I have found favor in your sight,
我如果在你眼前蒙恩，
Let me know your ways so that I may know you.
求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
And God came down.
神就下来了。
And he declared his name and his ways.
然后就向摩西来彰显他的道路，说彰显他的名字。
And this is what he said.
那神就这样说，
Yahweh, Yahweh, a God merciful and gracious.
神对摩西说，耶和华，耶和华是有恩典有怜悯的神。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很棒的一个名字？
God reveals finally his special name.
神终于把他这特别的名字告诉人了。
And he reveals his ways.
并且指示他的道路。
This is your God.
这是你的神。
And he says that he is merciful and gracious.
那他说他是个有恩典有怜悯的神。
So I ask that you would take these words that I read to heart this morning.
所以今天早上我读这段经文的时候，请你要牢记这一点。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 7.
马太福音五章七节。
Jesus said, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that you are a merciful God.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是一个怜悯的神。
We ask that you would look upon us in your mercy.
求你以怜悯的心来看我们。
Guide us when we are lost.
带领我们那迷失的脚步。
Protect us when we're weak.
在我们软弱的时候，求你保守我们。
Teach us when we are ignorant.
在我们无知的时候，求你教导我们。
We ask that you would change us.
主啊，求你改变我们。
Make us merciful like you.
让我们可以像你一样成为一个怜悯的人。
Open our ears to hear what you have to say to us.
求你开我们的耳，让我们可以听见你要对我们说的话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now when Moses was on that mountain long ago, God also gave him the plans for tabernacle.
在许多年前摩西上山的时候，神也给他建造会幕的计划。
It was to have a place where God met with his people.
那个会幕是神要跟他的子民见面的地方。
It was also a reminder to them of his holiness.
但也是要来提醒他的百姓，神是神圣的，圣洁的。
God had them make a courtyard around his temple that only the priests could enter into.
那在这个会幕当中有一个 院子，只有祭司可以进来。
And then the tabernacle itself was a rectangle like this room.
这个会幕是长方形的，有点像这个房间。
And there were two rooms in it.
那里面有两个房间。
One was also a rectangle, the other was square.
一个是正方形，一个是长方形的房间。
And the first was called the holy place.
那前面的房间叫做圣所。
And the second was called the most holy place.
那第二个房间叫做至圣所。
And it was in this sort of place where Isaiah would see God sitting on his throne in the temple.
后来的以赛亚就是在异象中看见神在圣殿中就坐在这个至圣所里面。
And the seraphim would cry out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
然后上头有撒拉佛飞来飞去，这边喊着圣哉圣哉圣哉。
In the holy place, there were several pieces of furniture.
在圣所里面有几样摆设。
But in the most holy place, there was only one.
但是在至圣所里面只有一样东西。
It was the Ark of the Covenant, and it was like God's throne.
那就是约柜，也就是就像神的宝座一样。
This special piece of furniture in the most holy place, the only thing in the most holy place.
在这个至圣所里面就只有一样东西，就是约柜。
And it had a name.
那上面有一个名字。
And that name was not the holy seat.
那这个名字并不是就叫做神圣的宝座。
It was called the mercy seat.
是叫做施恩的宝座。
The mercy seat.
恩典的宝座。
And the reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to see that our verse this morning is not just some piece of wisdom that could be given in any religion.
我想说的是，今天看的这节经文并不是一般的人生的智慧而已。
It is not simply karma or you do good to others and good things will happen to you.
并不只是那种因果轮回啊，这种善有善报的道理。
It is a revelation of something that is very central to who God is.
这个启示让我们看见神他最基本的特质。
And it is something that every Christian is thus also to be.
也是我们每个基督徒应该具备的特质。
Now, if we take this beatitude out of context, it sounds like you do something good, good things will happen to you.
如果把这节经文就是不看只看这节经文不看前后文的话，我们会觉得好像就是善有善报的那种感觉。
And so that the mercy that you receive is because of works.
你之所以会蒙连续，是因为你做了什么。
But that would make it completely different than all the other beatitudes.
就这样的话，就跟八福其他的其他的八福不一样了。
It is quite clear that all of the blessings received are.From grace.
我们可以看见，这个八福，这些福分能够临到，是因为神的，恩典，神的怜悯。
The meek will inherit the earth because of grace, not because of merit.
那温柔的人有福，他们必承受地土，不是因为他们配得这个东西，而是因为神的恩典。
And those who mourn will be comforted because of God's grace.Not because of a reward.
那哀痛的人能够得安慰，是因为神施恩典给他们，不是因为他们得到了报酬。
So also in this beatitude, we will only find mercy in the day of judgment because of God's grace.
那所以今天第七节讲连续，我们之所以能够得连续，完全是因为神的恩典跟怜悯。
As I went to the immigration center this week, I knew I didn't deserve mercy.
这个礼拜我去移民署的时候，我知道我实在是不配得怜悯。
It was something I didn't deserve and that you cannot earn.
这个不是我应得的怜悯，也不是我能够去争取来的。
So what we have in this beatitude is a description of the character of every Christian and of God's character.
所以我们看到的这节经文，连续人的这节经文，它描述的是基督徒的样子，还有神的样子。
It is something necessary to have.
是必要的特质。
Not so that you may be saved.
不是为了要让你可以得救。
But rather so that you may glorify God.
而是要让你可以荣耀神。
Every Christian must be like Christ.
每一个基督徒都必须要像有耶稣的样式。
He is merciful.
那他是连续的。
In one of the most beloved verses in all the Old Testament, we see God's command for us to be merciful.
那我们在旧约有一节大家很喜欢的经文，就讲到神要我们能够存怜悯的心。
God said, well, Micah said, what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?
弥迦先知他说，神对你的要求是什么呢？就是要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
To love mercy, that's what God requires of you.
神对你的要求就是你必须要喜好怜悯。
In Ephesians 2, we're told that God is rich in mercy.
在以弗所书二章有讲到神是满有怜悯的神。
And that we were saved only because God is rich in mercy.
我们能够得救完全是因为神是一个蛮有怜悯的神。
In Psalm 23, it is David's hope that goodness and mercy will follow him all the days of his life.
在诗篇23篇，大卫也希望他一生一世都有神的良善跟他的怜悯跟随他。
I'm trying to exalt this attribute of God in your mind because it is exalted in Scripture.
我想要特别强调神的怜悯，是因为在圣经里面很强调神的怜悯。
God's name is merciful.
神的名本身就是怜悯的。
His ways are merciful.
他的道路也是怜悯的。
His reign over us is merciful.
他作王也是出于他的怜悯。
His saving work is merciful.
他拯救的工作也是出于他的怜悯。
This is the way he describes himself, merciful.
所以神他形容自己是一个怜悯的神。
So let there be no doubt this morning.
所以今天早上我们要确定一件事。
That all who claim to follow him must be merciful.
所有说自己跟随神的人就必须是一个有怜悯的人。
Jesus said, be merciful, even as your father is merciful.
耶稣说你们要怜悯，就像你们的父怜悯一样。
Jesus quotes a verse in Matthew twice from the Old Testament.
耶稣在马太福音曾经两次引用旧约的一节经文。
He said, "Go and learn what this means."
他说你们要去揣摩这句话的意思。
I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
圣经说我喜欢连续，不喜欢祭祀。
And we could go on and on with verses about mercy in Scripture.
圣经上讲怜悯的经文实在太多了。
But I think this is enough for us to be reminded that God.Really desires us to be merciful.
我想光提这几节就足以提醒我们，神他是很渴望怜悯的神。
So let's take the rest of this time to learn what it means that God desires mercy.
那我们接下来就要来谈谈为什么神他喜好怜悯，这是什么意思
？Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful."
耶稣说，怜悯人的人有福了。
And with these words, he begins the second half of the Beatitudes.
那从这节往后就是八福的下半段，后面四个。
There are eight Beatitudes.
八福一共有八节。
And like the Ten Commandments, the first four seem to be mostly directed to God himself.
那跟十诫很像哦，前四项比较是针对神的。
And then the others seem to be more directed toward man.
那后面四项比较是针对人的。
The first four express the character or the need of the Christian.
那前四项比较是在描写耶稣以基督徒的需要
and our attitude
基督徒的态度
every Christian is to be poor in spirit
每一个基督徒在灵里必须要是贫穷的
to mourn over sin
必须要为自己的罪哀痛
to be meek before God and others
在神在人面前要柔和谦卑
and to hunger and thirst for righteousness
并且要是个饥渴慕义的人
And all of these were reminded of our need
这些都是在提醒我们有这样的需要
And our weakness
提醒我们是软弱的
The next Beatitudes describe the Christian's character
那接下来的八福是在描写基督徒的特质
And these things fit together The only way for us to be merciful is for God to fill us with righteousness
那这些都是缺一不可的。我们神要怜悯我们，我们就必须要有有公义。
No one is naturally merciful.
没有人天生就是可以怜悯人的。
It's a gift of God when by His Holy Spirit He makes us that way.
这是神透过圣灵赐给我们的一个恩赐。
Naturally, we are cruel and bitter, and resentful.
人的本性是残酷的，是苦毒的。
And we desire revenge.
都想要能够想要报仇。
We see this over and over again whenever we're wronged.
每次有人得罪我们，我们就可以看见人的这个本性。
And it may be that you were truly wronged.
也许你是别人真的是对你很不好。
But we see it in ourselves when we hold this and we remind ourselves about it when we're walking down the road day after day, month after month, year after year.
可是如果我们因此这样就日复一日周而复始一直在心中记恨这件事
We hold these grudges inside of us and it almost consumes us
几乎就是要被这样的恨给吞噬了
And because of it we're quick to break relationships and even gossip
就让我们很容易破坏彼此之间的关系很容易说别人的坏话
Is this not true? Is this not something that we still wrestle with?
可是我们明明知道不对可是心里面还是很挣扎没有办法不去做
To be merciful and forgiving
我们觉得很难够去原谅别人很难去怜悯人
Brothers and sisters, God is not like this
弟兄姐妹可是神并不是像这样
God is rich in mercy
神是一个蛮有怜悯的神
When we recognize our poverty
当我们看见自己是贫穷的
When we mourn and humble ourselves before Him,
当我们在神的面前哀痛谦卑自己
He looks down on us in His mercy.
神就会以怜悯来看我们
And He comforts us and He fills us with gracious gifts.
他就会安慰我们赐给我们各样的恩赐
And all of this should result in us being thankful and meek.
那我们应该因此就觉得很感恩因此就柔和谦卑
Knowing how much mercy we have received.
因为我们知道自己蒙了许多的怜悯。
How would such a person act who was in misery and was shown great mercy?
在痛苦当中得到怜悯的人他会有什么样的行为表现呢
In the great French novel, Les Mis, we're reminded of the story or presented with the story of a prisoner named Jean Valjean.
在一本很棒的一本法国小说叫做悲惨世界这里面讲到一个故事有一个叫尚万庆的一个囚犯
And the great turning point of his life comes at a moment when he is poor and homeless
在他很贫穷无家可归的那一刻却成了他人生最大的一个转捩点
And he ends up stealing silver from a bishop who had helped him and given him shelter.
他在那样走投无路之下，有个主教好心的留宿，让他留宿在他家里。结果他却去偷了这个主教的银器。
And he is captured soon by the police and brought back to the bishop.
结果很快就被警察抓到，然后就被带回到这个主教家里。
And the bishop says, "No, I gave him that silver."
然后这主教就对警察说这不是他偷的是我送他的
But then he says also But you forgot the best part, and he brings out the silver candlesticks as well.
然后主教还对这个尚万清说，你怎么没有把我送给你的那个银蜡烛的架子也带走呢？
And he says, "Don't forget this."
他说别忘了。
And he gives it to the man who had stolen from him.
这个人偷了他的银器，他竟然还把他最宝贵的银器再送给他。
And more than any whip or any imprisonment or burden, it was mercy that broke his heart.
尚万清的内心非常的刚硬，不管怎么样的鞭打、囚禁跟做苦工都没有办法破碎他的刚硬。可是，就是这个怜悯。
And it changed him into a different man.
改变了他，让他从此脱胎换骨。
A man who was not surprisingly famous for his mercy.
后来他成了一个，很有同情心的人，家喻户晓，大家都知道这是一个很有同情心的人。
And his story is a lot like the story of every single Christian.
他的故事跟每一个基督徒的故事很像。
We are guilty of so many sins.
我们都犯了很多罪。
And there would be no hope save for God's sovereign mercy.
又不是神怜悯我们，我们根本毫无盼望。
But God is rich in mercy.
可是神是一个蛮有怜悯的神。
He has not only forgiven us.
他不但赦免我们。
But he has lavished us with more gifts from his own possession.
他还把自己的东西厚厚的赏赐给我们。
Christ Jesus not only takes our punishment.
主耶稣基督他不但为我们承担我们该受的刑罚。
But he gives us from his heavenly reward.
还把他自己在天上的赏赐来赏给我们。
And so we are a lot like Jean Valjean.
所以我们真的很像这个尚万清。
But what happens to us when God shows us mercy?
当神向我们彰显怜悯的时候，我们会怎么样呢？
We too should become merciful.
我们也会变成一个怜悯的人。
If we are not merciful in response,
如果我们的反应不是去怜悯别人，
we have no evidence that we are Christians.
就看不出我们确实是基督徒。
And we have no place to expect mercy in the final day.
我们在末日的时候也不要想期待能够得到怜悯。
That is what this verse is talking about.
这正是这一节经文的意思。
So what exactly is mercy?
那怜悯到底是什么呢？
Mercy is pity in action.
怜悯就是同情之后的行动。
It is compassion for people in need that leads us to do something about it.
就是你去同情有需要的人，所以你就采取行动去帮助他。
And so it is not quite the same as grace.
怜悯跟恩典不太一样。
Grace meets us in our sin.
我们犯罪的时候，我们需要恩典。
Mercy meets us in our misery.
是我们痛苦的时候需要怜悯。
Grace gives us forgiveness.
恩典可以赦我们的罪。
Mercy gives us relief.
可是，怜悯可以帮解除我们的痛苦。
Mercy, it has been said, is getting down on your hands and knees.
那怜悯就是放下你的身段。
And doing what you can to restore dignity to those who have been broken by their sin or the sin of others.
然后尽你所能去帮助破碎的人恢复尊严，不管他们的破碎是因为自己犯罪或是别人犯罪。
Perhaps the most memorable example of mercy comes to us in Luke chapter 10.
想最能够表现怜悯的这个例子，就是耶稣在路加福音十章所讲的这个故事。
Where Jesus told the story of a man who was going from Jerusalem down to Jericho.
耶稣讲到有一个人，他从耶路撒冷要走去耶利哥。
And as he was walking on the road, he was stopped by robbers, and he was beaten and stripped and left half dead.
结果呢，他在途中遇到了强盗，就被抢了，而且被打得半死。
And a priest came by, and a Levite came by later down the road.
那他躺在那路上，那后来有一个祭司，分别有一个祭司，又有一个利未人经过。
And they saw this man.
那看见这个受伤的人躺在路上。
Is he dead?
他死了吗?
It's, if the priests touch a dead man, they're unclean for a few days.
祭司如果碰到死人的话，他就有好几天都是不洁净的。
Well, that's too much of a problem, so they cross down to the other side of the road and continue on.
所以呢，他们就绕路从旁边走过去。
And then a Samaritan, who Jews often hated.
那这时候来了一个犹太人都很痛恨的撒玛利亚人。
A Samaritan walked down that road and he saw that man.
这个撒玛利亚人看见这个躺在路上这个受伤的人。
And he felt compassion.
就很同情他。
And he bandaged his wounds.
就帮他包扎伤口。
And he put him on his donkey and he carried him to an inn.
把他抬上他的驴子，然后带他去一家客栈。
And he paid for him to stay there.
然后就付钱请客栈的老板照顾他。
Jesus said to the lawyer that had asked him about this, he said, which one of these was a neighbor to this man?
那耶稣就问这个他问问题的律法师说，那这三个人哪一个算是这个受伤的人的邻舍呢？
And the lawyer said,
这个律法师说，
the one who showed him mercy.
是怜悯他同情他的那个人。
Jesus said, go and do the same.
耶稣就对他说，你也要做同样的事。
That's mercy.
这就是怜悯。
Now what the priest and the Levite tried to do was they were more concerned about their outside cleanliness.
那这个祭司跟利未人他比较注重的是自己外在的形象。
But it's not a sin to be ritually unclean for a few days.
他比较注意说，我如果碰到他，我就会不洁净三天。
It is a sin when we see someone in need and we feel no mercy.
可是其实他这样是犯了罪，因为你看见人有需要却不去怜悯他，这是犯罪。
That is a great picture of the mercy that we are to have.
这个是一个很好的一个怜悯的例子，我们应该具备这样的怜悯。
But the greatest picture is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不过最能够表现怜悯的例子是耶稣自己。
He was a merciful and faithful high priest.
他是一个有怜悯，是一个信实的大祭司。
He was not willing to cross to the other side of the road to leave us in our misery.
他不愿意绕到旁边走过，留我们在那边痛苦当中。
And how can we describe him?
我们要怎么样来形容耶稣呢？
He was a man who did justly and loved mercy and walked humbly with his God.
他是一个行公义、好怜悯与神谦卑同行的人。
He, like the Lord God, is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger, full of loving kindness.
他满有怜悯跟恩典，他不轻易发怒，他充满慈爱。
Consider, brothers and sisters, the mercy that he has shown you.
各位弟兄姐妹，想一想，耶稣他向你彰显了多少怜悯。
And consider, is there anything more beautiful in this world than mercy?
想想看，这世界上有什么比怜悯是更美的？
We are to love mercy.
我们必须要去喜爱怜悯。
And to follow the example of our merciful high priest.
并且去效法我们认为怜悯的大祭司。
In Psalm 18,
在诗篇十八篇，
it says, "With the merciful, you show yourself merciful."
有讲到说，怜悯的人，你用怜悯来待他。
And that is the message here.
这正是这里要讲的信息。
That does not mean that God shows us mercy as a reward for our merciful acts.
这边的意思并不是说，因为你去怜悯别人，所以神就怜悯你作为一个奖赏。
Because we know that Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners.
因为我们知道，在我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们死了。
But we cannot be Christians if we do not repent.
可是如果我们不悔改的话，我们就不能成为基督徒。
And we cannot say that we have repented if we lead unmerciful lives.
如果我们的生命当中没有怜悯，我们就不能说自己是一个悔改的人。
And therefore, only those who have graciously been made merciful can rightly expect to receive mercy from the Lord when he returns.
所以唯有那些能够去怜悯的人的人，他才能够期待在主耶稣再来的时候，他可以得怜悯。
But the good news is that God does make us merciful.
不 不过好消息是神会让我们成为怜悯的人。
And that is grace.
这完全是出于他的恩典。
And so brothers and sisters, I ask that this morning you look in your heart and you examine yourself.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天早上我要你来省察自己的内心。
Are you merciful?
你是一个有怜悯的人吗？
That is how God is described.
圣经是这样形容神。
Is that how you think others might describe you?
那你想别人会这样形容你吗？
Are you forgiving?
你会去原谅别人吗？
Can you let go of the grudges that you carry with you?
你会不会在心里一直记恨不肯放手呢？
Do you feel pity for those who are trapped in sin and those whose lives are destroyed by it?
你对那些陷在罪中的人，被罪毁了一生的人，对这样的人你会去同情吗？
If you are not merciful,
如果你没有怜悯的心，
Do not simply assume that you are a believer.
你不要以为自己是个就是个不要以为自己是个基督徒。
But for all Christians, remember that your mercy is not complete in this life.
可是对每个基督徒，我们要记住，就是我们的怜悯在今生是不可能完全的。
We have some mercy. Every believer has it, although it may be small.
每一个基督徒都会有一颗怜悯的心，只是程度可能不一样。
God is continuing to save us.
但是神他持续在拯救我们。
And make us more and more like him.
让我们越来越像他。
But still examine yourself.
但是你还是要省察你的内心。
Ask why is your mercy so small?
要问你自己，为什么我里面的怜悯这么的少？
Could it beBecause we do not understand the depth of the mercy that God has shown to us.
会不会是因为我们并没有完全的明白神给我们多少的怜悯？
Jesus said, "Those who have been forgiven much love much."
耶稣说，那些被饶恕多的人，他的爱就会多。
Sometimes we need to be reminded of how much we've been forgiven.
有时候我们真的需要人家提醒我们，让我们知道。自己被饶恕了多少？
So that we can truly forgive and truly be merciful to others.
这样我们才能够真正去饶恕别人，才能够去怜悯别人。
So brothers and sisters, I urge you today.
各位弟兄姐妹，今天我要劝你。
Consider God's mercy toward you.
今天要好好思想神对你的怜悯。
Consider how Jesus loved the lost.
好好去思想耶稣怎么样。爱那些失丧的人。
Consider how he bore our sorrows and our pain.
就想一想耶稣怎么样来背负我们的悲伤，我们的痛苦。
Consider how he now reigns for us from heaven, from the mercy seat.
想一想耶稣他今天在天上的施恩宝座，在坐在施恩宝座上，他在我们的心中做主。
The throne of grace.
那是一个恩典的施恩的宝座。
And as you gaze upon him by faith and consider his ways,
当你带着信心来仰望耶稣，来思考耶稣的道路。
Also open up your eyes to see the misery around you.
你要开你的眼睛去看看周遭有需要的人。
Let us learn from him.
我们要向耶稣学习。
Let's get our hands dirty.
我们要实际去帮助人。
Helping the needy and the miserable around us.
帮助我们周遭那些有需要的人，痛苦的人。
And where can we help?
我们可以从哪里开始做起呢？
What can we do here in Taipei?
我们在台北可以做什么呢？
It shouldn't be hard to see.
应该不难看出来。
There is a world of sin all around us.
在我们周遭真的是一个罪恶的世界。
Some people are hungry.
有些人挨饿。
Some are orphans.
有些人是孤儿。
Some are widows.
有些人是寡妇。
Some are without work.
有些人没有工作。
Some are sick.
有些人有病痛。
Some are heartbroken.
有些是伤心的人。
Some are slaves.
还有一些是像奴隶一样的人。
We cannot remain indifferent to them.
我们不能对他们漠不关心。
Jesus said, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy."
耶稣说：“你要去揣摩这句话的意思。我喜爱怜悯、连续。”
Let us learn this.
我们要好好去学习。
Let us kneel down and show mercy.
让我们屈膝来向别人表现我们的怜悯。
And there you will find true blessedness in God's eyes.
这样你在神的眼中就成为一个真正蒙福的人。
As you share the mercy that God has shown us.
因为你把神给你的怜悯去跟别人分享。
A couple days ago,
几天前
a woman I knew in America who was the mother of several children passed away.
有一个我在美国认识的一个妇人，她过世了，她有几个孩子。
After a long battle with cancer.
她被癌症摧残多年。
About a day or two before she passed away.
在她过世前一两天。
She was laying in bed in her home.
她躺在家中的床上。
With her family around her.
家人都围绕她。
And she began to hear singing.
然后就这是他开始听到唱歌的声音。
Jesus, what a friend for sinners.
唱耶稣恩友，罪人的朋友。
Jesus, lover of my soul.
耶稣是我心灵的爱人。
Saving, helping, keeping, loving.
他拯救我，爱我，帮助我。
He is with me to the end.
他会与我同在，直到末了。
And she asked her husband, "What is that?"
她就问她的丈夫，这个是什么？
And he said, it's our church.
她说是我们的教会。
They're outside the window.
他们在窗，我们教会的人在窗外唱歌。
And there, I saw a video of them singing.
那我就看。
Looked like maybe hundreds.
我就看到那个影片中大概有几百个人在那边唱诗。
That is mercy.
那就是怜悯。
They sing of God's mercy.
他们在唱神的怜悯。
Jesus said, "Go and do the same."
耶稣说，你也要做同样的事。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would forgive us for our unmerciful hearts.
主耶稣，我们求你饶恕我们没有一颗怜悯的心。
We ask that you would help us to pursue peace in so far as it is as we are able.
求你帮助我们能够竭力去追求那平安。
Lord, we ask that you would make us merciful.
主啊，求你帮助我们成为一个怜悯的人。
Lord, we ask that you would be glorified in it.
主啊，愿你在当中可以得荣耀。
And that others would see when they look at us.
当别人看见我们，他们就能够看出。
That you are Yahweh, God merciful and gracious.
看出你是耶和华是。有恩典有怜悯的神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.